Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Talk Takeover with your host,
Tamara, it's Adam.
I'm sorry. And Nikki. You crazy, extra crazy. And Nikki. Thank you. We'd like to thank you.
Yeah, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Mm-hmm. Then again, join us tonight and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can chat it up live with us by dialing 347-945-6025, or you can just listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ It's the Dash Network. Please visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/ Tea Talk Takeover. And tonight we plan to entertain you with our tea topic of the day, our reality rundown, and our letters from the Shade Tree Chateau.
And don't forget our rumor rant. And are we doing Bust the Windows Out Your Car tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are, because I do have some stuff I need to talk about. Bust the Windows Out Your Car is like a segment where you got some crap going on in your life,
mm-hmm.
and you want to bust the windows out their car. You want to bust the windows out their house. You want to
bust the lenses out their glasses.
The TV out, I mean the screen out their big TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be it. So, yeah, that's what we doing. Call in, 347-945-6025.
And don't forget to press 1. So sit back and put your feet up. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy while we dish this good old tea. And speaking of tea, I feel sickly.
Do you?
Yeah, I got this little cough. Because, you know, heck, we go from having 30 degree weather to being in the 70s.
In the 80s. Today was 82.
Yeah, that's a boost.
Yeah, you know.
But anyway, so our tea topic of the day is, say you're dating this guy for about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to you, I will not have sex with you until you lose weight. What would you do?
What are my options?
Yeah.
I was going to say, what are my options?
So, A, try losing some weight. B, continue seeing him in hopes he will just accept you the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, kick his trifling tail to the curb.
I mean, excuse me, y'all, because y'all know I'm always eating them. I'm always eating. I mean, was I fat when he got with me?
That's what I don't understand. I mean, because you knew my size when you approached me.
Yeah, I mean.
But, you know, I always managed another story
okay.
around something.
Go ahead.
But I had
here.
A guy, he didn't necessarily tell me that, but I had a guy that approached me when we were in, this is when I still lived in Durham, we were at this club.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up to me, he was like, oh, you so pretty, you bad, and all this and that. All you need to do is just drop a few pounds or whatnot. Couldn't nobody tell you nothing. I'm like, well, can't nobody tell you nothing now. But he was still trying to talk to me. And what turned me off from him was, for one, no, I'm not getting, because you're not going to think you're about to work me to death.
Yeah, it's going to change me.
Yeah, no, either you like what you see now or you don't. And that was that. So needless to say, we had no future.
Clearly,
that ain't how you start off. But at least he kind of let it be known, you know. Well, hey, I want you to lose some weight, because at least that way I was able to, you know, figure out what I wanted to do. Versus you start dating somebody and you got feelings for them and everything, and now they telling you hey, I don't want to lose weight. I mean, I don't want to have sex with you until you lose weight. Until you lose weight. So it's like, how do you really handle that? How do you handle that? I mean, But again, call us. Let us know your thoughts. Again, the tea topic is, say you're dating this guy for about 2 months, and he says to you, I will not have sex with you until you lose weight. What would you do? And I also posted it on the fan page. So if you don't want to call in, you can also post your comments there. But, yeah. So,
That ain't about a motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness. We're having some technical difficulties.
Oh. Yeah, we are having some damn technical difficulties. How about I drop my whole goddamn plate of food? Yes, I eat on the air. How about I drop my whole damn plate of food? That was what I hate. People know what Tuesday nights are. I don't understand that. People know what Tuesday nights are. Why do you call me at 8 o'clock?
Well, we know what her but the windows out your phone quite is. So.
Now, I got a whole bowl of poor people dinner. Pork and beans and rice on my damn floor. That I'm trying to get my phone from to not ring in the studio. That pissed me off. Let's go to a song. We're going to have to go to a song right now. Something. Do something. Because now I'm pissed off. That really pissed me the fuck off.
No, you didn't distract that. Yeah. Oh.
Show the sideways. Make it in the air. Legs move it. Side, make it in the air. Legs move it. Side, make it in the air. Show the sideways. Make it in the air. Make it.
Say hey, Miss Carter. Give me some.
See me up in the club with 50-11 girls. Posted in the back, got my thing in my grill. Brooklyn brim with my eyes sitting low. Never boy in here with me got that smoke. And every girl in here got me up and down, all on Instagram, cake by the pound, circulate the image every time I come around, G's up, tell me how I'm looking, babe,
what is up for you, just walk my
Baby, I blow it down. So what if I'm
We are back.
And we're back. We had to take a little pause for the calls because,
If anybody is on here that normally isn't on here, I do apologize. But this is my thing. If I tell you I do a radio show on Tuesdays from 8 to
9:30,
do not call me. Period. The end. I don't want to talk. I don't call you at your job. Don't damn call me at mine.
Well, you do call me at my job.
Shut up. Different. I love you. No, don't seriously. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get. And it might be the vodka that's making me so aggressive. I'm not drinking.
No, not
at all.
I'm so sorry.
But I had a long, hard day today, Tamara. I'm not lying. I've been at the doctor's all day with this and that and another, and I'm stressed out.
Yeah.
And I can probably bust out and cry any minute.
Please don't. Please don't.
No, seriously, I could really probably bust out and cry just any minute because I feel like crap and I'm on edge. I'm just, I don't know what to say. I'm on edge. But thank you guys for playing that song. I appreciate it. And for the person that called, I do apologize. If you listen, I'm sorry. But I'm on edge and I'm emotional and I got crap going on. And you know, another thing, nobody don't really give a shit about you until they need something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got people that, why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that? Why you didn't go to school? And you never call and say, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing?
How
are you doing?
I'm not doing good at all. I'm not doing good. I'm not doing well. I'm sorry. I'm not doing well at all right now. I'm above ground. Definitely I'm above ground. But I'm not at my best. You know what I'm saying? And so I think I'm just frustrated, and that just, I needed to get it out from today. But anywho, it is what it is, and I do apologize. So that's what radio is. Whew, y'all getting shown up real life radio. But like I said, for the person that called, I'm sorry. It wasn't you. It was me. It was, I had something I needed to get out and just, and you made it spin my damn pork and beans and bacon and sausage and rice.
And it's good.
And I was hungry. And it was good. But anyway,
I'm going to have to run some laps. Not won't be tonight, but maybe tomorrow.
So
we could pick up where we left
where
off.
Where were we?
We were getting ready to talk about our weekend. Yeah, that's what we were going to do. But right now, I'm shook. I don't know. We might need to.
We had a good weekend, though. We spent our weekend pretty much together Saturday.
Yeah. My job had a bowling outing.
And it was awesome.
And we had a good time. We had a lot of people to come out.
I got food home for my children. I wouldn't have to cook.
I did, too.
But, you know, I'm thinking about going to the bowling alley ordering. I wonder if they let you order a plate. Like, with just the stuff that you got.
Really?
Like meatballs.
I'm pretty sure you probably could.
But can I order just a dinner?
I would suggest you call them first.
But it is, you know.
I'd be like, look, do y'all have, like, a menu?
Yeah, a little something I can order. But that, it was a good little setup. I had a good time. I wish I could have bowled, but, again, I've been going through some issues, and I can't bowl because I'm in pain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm.
If you had a designated driver, if you had a drunk, you know, somebody
now, had a designated driver to dull the pain, I might have been good. And
yeah.
Drunk some of that Captain Morgan, yeah, I might have been great.
I'm trying to tell you, my nerves was about on 10, and only because I was the person that put together the whole bowling alley, and then I was the go-to person, and I'm trying to bowl
at the
same time.
Why don't you ask me? Anybody working nowhere? Why don't you say, hey, okay, I'm going to do this first, but my friend, she does this too. She's going to be the event planner. Let's say that.
Okay.
Go to her. She's going to be there with stuff. Why don't you just say, you know my friend. They've seen me before.
Yeah. They know you. I'm still waiting for you to stick some more, what was it, red beans and
rice. Okay. Yeah, they know. So
But what did you say? Hey, my friend will help me out. When you see her, she'll give you this, she'll give me that, blah, 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 go to her. Because clearly I was there first and you were late. No shade.
Again, I got there, well, it started at 1:30. I think I got there, like, right at 1:30 or whatever. But I think I did good. Honestly, I was actually up and together. All I needed to do was just...
I had my little man with me, and we were watching Little Mermaid, and next thing I know, Kyle just went by, and I was like, oh, crap, Marshall, we got to get out of here. And so, and then, of course, you know, it was raining, which people should take precaution when it's raining. But, however, they were driving extra slow. Extra slow. But, yeah, once I did get there and get it, you know, pop in. Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus.
But yes. But I guess I should. We was together, so our weekend was pretty much together.
How are you doing?
I went home and that was Wednesday. Yeah, I went home and I was kind of I was getting phone calls and text messages from soccer. So, yeah. I thought maybe they would pop up, but they didn't, thank God. I think they kind of got the message. Yeah, well, they wouldn't have done too much no way because I had to watch you. They don't act out. Anyway. Oh. Yeah. Oh, well, I know we usually go into our Shade Tree Chatter segment, but I don't think so. I haven't heard the I don't know, do we have any callers?
You've got mail.
Not that I could readily recall over the weekend, though. Yeah, TV was.
You've got mail.
Yeah, so I did. Reality Rundown. We're going to run it on down. Wait a minute. I think I see. Okay. Yes, I mean, and it was all nice in a bowl and everything.
You've got mail.
So what are they?
So I see here. Okay, dear ladies, I have been dating my baby for about a year. We try to keep it exciting in the bedroom. We have what we call something new nights once a month. During our last fun night, I said to him, let's switch it, honey, and he gets I said to him, let's switch it, honey, and he gets very excited and jumps up and opens a bag and hands me a strap-on. And said, I am so happy you asked to switch it up. Thanks. Confused. What the? Now, you know what? And it's funny that.
Because I saw something online
about that. What would you do if your man asked you to put on a strap-on?
But I saw it with Corinne Stephens. And she said she puts on strap-ons and she'll make a straight man like something that rhymes with pick. Well, I mean, if that's what turns y'all on, if that's what keeps your relationship going, hey, do what you do, but I don't know how long that's going to last, and I'd be a little suspect for any man
that wants somebody to do that. I'm sorry. I mean, I know. Just no.
Nope.
Just no. It's
no.
No,
no, no, no.
I can't even.
I'd be suspect.
Yes, because if you do. But then maybe they just like that feeling, but just like it from a woman. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know how.
Yeah,
for one, that hole is not meant for anything to go up in it. That's why it is not, it is very small. It is not meant for anything to go in it. I call it the Wu-Tang Chambers.
Oh, my God.
It is not meant, it's meant for things to come out, not anything to go in. I don't understand it. I remember one time I had to go to the doctor, and they have to give you like a little exam to want to, and he stuck his finger up there, and I literally wanted to choke him.
I know, because I've had that too.
So I'm like, no.
Where's that video last time?
How can
that?
You get pleasure out of that? I would have to be sedated and not know nothing of what was going on.
Yeah.
But then, no, when you do it, now you got the loose booty. Now stuff just fall out.
You
don't even have no control over it.
Sneeze and just stuff just out.
Yeah.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that, honey. You need to, y'all might need to see some counseling.
Yeah, so. Y'all might need to, because I would be, I myself, Samaris Adams, do not want to date a man that is okay with me putting on a strap on. I'm sorry. I would just.
That means he wants a man.
Exactly. A man with boobs, maybe. I don't know, but that would just send me somewhere. That would just take me to a whole other place that I don't know. I don't even want to ill.
Yuck.
And I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody that, you know, because, hey, to each his own. You got some people that like, you know, to get it in like that. I myself, no. No, and thank you.
Well, I'm not sorry. Because you know what? They don't apologize to us
for writing these darn notes.
Right. No. I'm just even, you know what? You know what? People are too sensitive these days.
Mm-hmm.
Even gay, LGBT community, whatever they are, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They are so open and blunt about their beliefs and everything they feel and sex and this and that and that. And they don't apologize about it. I'm not apologizing for the way I feel. I think it's gross.
Yeah, it is.
I don't want to. I think it's gross.
Yeah. I know sometimes I hate if I'm constipated and it hurt to
come. Yeah, I don't want to
let alone something.
And I don't want to see a man getting in his butt.
Exactly. Ew.
That's disgusting.
Ew.
I mean, I don't know how women, I can, you know, it is what it is, but a man definitely.
To each his own.
I don't want to see a man getting in his butt. That's gross. Mm-hmm. That's not manly to me. It's very feminine. You know, matter of fact.
And how would that even. You sitting there, oh, baby, ew.
Oh, Ralph.
Leo.
Leo, Ralph. Ralph, Leo. Thank you.
No, it's not.
Oh, Cleo. Cleophas. Oh, Lauren. That don't sound cute. That sounds horrible. Anyway, so I was listening to this other thing in this group real quick. Sorry, we're not even helping with your issue, but I was listening to this other thing, and it says the girl was like, well, you know, she was listening to these two guys, and one of them said, you know, fight like a man. And so she was like, well, what does fight like a man mean? Just what the hell he said.
Fight like a man. Don't be out there doing a man doing the windmill.
Doing the windmill. No. That ain't you. He means fight like a man. Put your fist up. Buck up. Give me some muscles. Put your chest up.
Mm-hmm.
Be rough. Rawr. Growl like a tiger.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. You know what I'm saying? People so weird these days. It's like, what does that mean, fight like a man? What the hell it means? Fight like a man.
Yeah.
Anywho. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we have one more letter. You want to take that one?
Sure thing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop. But our other
letter is, okay, sorry.
Hi, I'll take over.
I wonder if she said it like that.
Me and my girlfriend, we worked at the same place.
Mm-hmm.
We have the same position. We met at work and we got married while we've been working here.
Mm-hmm.
We are both up for the same promotion, and she expects me to pull my name from the consideration because she thinks that it will hurt our relationship. Her reason is she took the time off to have our last baby.
Mm-hmm.
And since we want another baby, and I'm going to have this.
Oh,
and I'm going to have this one. She feels like she should take the job. Thanks. Lost their love. Again. Here we go. Well,
okay.
And y'all gonna be offended. Y'all gonna be offended. Problem number one.
I don't wanna work with the person that I'm dating. For one.
And I ain't dating no damn woman. They gonna be offended, right? I'm gonna go ahead and take it out. First of all, I ain't dating no damn woman. If that's what y'all wanna do, fine. But you're not gonna get the same luxury that heterosexual couples get. Unfortunately, that's the way this world damn works. That is the way it works. I don't know what's wrong with me today.
I don't know either. You
but that's the way it works. Pick one, and what do y'all do? What the hell y'all gotta do?
Yeah, one, you can only, but one going to have a baby, so one already had a baby,
yeah.
And then the other one is going to have the other baby.
Basically, they're both single parents.
Basically, you ain't doing nothing but confusing them damn kids.
But I'm crazy, for saying what I said. Oh, but I'm crazy.
That's confusing. And people, which I understand, you love who you love, and blah, blah, blah.
That you love
but
who you love.
My thing is just don't bring kids into that, because now,
yeah. Now they're confused.
I mean, we kids, and not even talking about what their race is, but say, for instance, if they are black, they're already going to have a hard time regardless. But now they are black with lesbian parents.
Yeah. I agree.
And I even hate to even say that, but yes, you know.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not like some extremist where I'm like, oh, the hell with gay marriages, gay this, gay that. I don't give a goddamn, a good goddamn. If you want to come into this foolishness like the rest of us and get married and suffer.
You this person, not suffer.
Come on. But my thing is, don't expect equal treatment, because it's not going to be like that. That's not the world we live in. Some things we just can't expect. I mean, y'all going to have to figure that out. Either you're going to have to turn the job down, or she's going to have to turn the job down and have the baby. But y'all going to have to figure that out on your own terms. Y'all going to have to set your own boundaries and your own parameters of the situation. Make your own, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to think of an example that I can use to make this chick understand
the words that are coming out of
the words that are coming out of my mouth. But I don't know. I really don't know. The world is not going to accept the things that you do. So it's not like you can go to your boss and say,
Hey, I want some.
I'm gonna have the baby this time.
Yes.
With my girlfriend.
And a lot of jobs really don't. They like to discriminate. Against
right.
Stuff like
yeah,
that.
And I'm not saying that's right. Not at all. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying you live in a world now that's really it's acceptable, but it's not.
It's not. You have some people, but I guess because you have so many people now, they're either were already that way and they're coming out, or you got folks that are just becoming.
Yeah, I mean, and if that's
way.
The case, fine, whatever. It is what it is. But don't try to make other people conform to what you want to do.
Exactly.
That's like two heterosexual couples. The man want to cheat. He want to have all these different women out there. But he can't make the government recognize all these different women.
Mm-hmm.
He can't make the government recognize, well, then he can make the government recognize all these children because they can pay child support.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't make the government recognize all these different women. So, I mean, just trouble.
Well, what if it was a man and a woman?
A man and a woman what? Oh, in that same situation?
Yeah. I guess working together and... Well, for one, again, I don't want to work with nobody that I'm dealing with.
Well,
I see you at home.
And then for me, I'd like to say, I'm old school. I'm very old school when it comes to stuff like that. I'm the woman. You the man, you want to take the lead, knock yourself right out. You want to take the job, the higher position, go right ahead. You want me to have the baby? Fine, I'll have the baby. But you do all the things that the man is supposed to do. And I think that's the problem with our society today. Women... We
aren't letting men be men.
They're not letting men be men. And we have, you know, I love the independent woman, but the single parent and the divorced family have made women become independent like that. You know, we didn't always have to be like that. We were at home. We were taking care of the kids. But now we had to put on these roles like the head of the household, the breadwinner, this, the that, the mama, the daddy. Blah, blah, blah. That's not really how it's supposed to be, to me.
Honestly, I don't want my king and I be the queen.
Yeah,
he takes care of, you know, the home. That he do like he's supposed
to.
He make sure home
is
taken care of.
If you're taking care of home and doing everything that you need to do as a man and that it you know, that you're supposed to do, I don't mind meeting you at the door in my birthday suit.
Yeah, exactly. But you got to do stuff to warrant me to do that.
Yeah.
And seeing a lot of times, guys these days, which you have females that do it, they just come out the gate because they're so busy trying to prove to this man that they're a good woman and everything. So they just doing all the stuff that a wife should be doing. And so the man looking at it as, well, hell, you doing it now. I don't have to wipe you up or whatever. But, and men, I need you to step up and actually be the man. Don't be okay with some woman taking care of you. Don't look at it. I mean, you look like a punk.
Mm-hmm.
When you got a woman, you know, you want to sit out here and brag, yeah, I got this one doing this
mm-hmm.
one and I got that one. No, you're a punk.
I don't understand that. I really don't. I mean, unless you're physically unable to do what you're supposed to do and you have a wife that's helping you out or whatever.
Yeah, then that's something totally different.
You did it prior to, you know, that's something totally different. But I can't hardly take no sorry ass man.
No, I don't like no man. Here you is because you done lost your phone. You knocking on my door asking me to borrow $50 so you can get you another phone. Really? Really? Or your tire done blew out of your car. You want to ask me for $45 so you can get you another tire. Really? You're a man.
Yeah.
But if my tire blew out, I can't ask you because, yeah, you're asking me. Or if I lost my phone, I can't ask you because you're asking me. That's a turnoff. But you have some females that are okay with doing stuff like that, so then most of these men feel like that all women will do that. Well, no. I'm here to tell you right now, I can't afford it. I can barely take care of myself. You talking about taking care of a man?
So, honey, I don't know what to tell you. You need to, first of all, reevaluate. Well, I can't even tell you to reevaluate your life because you're doing what you do.
Yeah.
And that's reevaluate the situation.
You and your person.
Yeah. But reevaluate the situation. If you guys want to be together and you want to have a baby, I strongly suggest again. But you want to have another baby, feel free. But realize that nobody else has got to cater to that. You have to be the one to make it happen. You got to set some boundaries and parameters in your relationship where either she'll say, okay, hey, you have the baby and I work, or I have the baby and you work. One of those.
I really need for just one person to, I can understand they both want to go through that experience,
uh-oh,
but I need for just one person to have the babies.
Pick.
Because How you going to explain that? This your sister, but y'all got two different mothers. It's already bad enough when you got these papas that are rolling stones out here and they got all these siblings and stuff, and now you got to explain,
mm-hmm,
oh, yeah, that's your brother, but I didn't have that child or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
he left us was alone. Oh, we need that song. We need that song. But anywho, come here, where we at? I don't even know where the hell we at on this show.
Well, you know, because you threw us off.
I did.
A monkey wrench into the plan.
I threw a monkey wrench, but it's okay.
But But I think we should go ahead with another song break.
Okay.
We have been a
Let's do a song break, because I could fix me another plate.
Lord Jesus. Jesus be a fence. And our next song is going to be by
Beyonce again.
Beyonce.
And it's 7-Eleven.
And when we come back, we're going to do our reality non-reality rundown.
Show the sideways, smack it in the air. Let's move it, side to side, smack it in the air. Let's move it, side to side, smack it in the air. Show the sideways, smack it in the air.
Thank you for tuning in to the Talk Takeover with your hosts, Tamara S. Adams and
Nikki.
And I think we're kind of doing things out a little out of order. We were going to do the reality rundown, but we're going to go on into our rumble rant.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. So first things up, we got Rihanna and Leonardo DiCaprio. So you know they're a couple?
I
saw something on Facebook where they were out celebrating, was it her birthday?
It was my birthday, and he actually helped plan the birthday party, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he actually helped plan the birthday party. Sources say they should be a perfect match because neither of them are into settling down with one person for too long. But the funny thing is, they say Riri is the one that's all clean.
Wow.
But I can see that. Can you? I can see that. I think that's not what happened with her and Chris.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. But it says one of them is way more committed than the other. They told that Leonardo, we're told that Leonardo is affectionate. They engaged in plenty of PDA, but he could barely get a moment to himself.
I can see that. So now what's going to happen? He's going to be the bust upside his head, and then it's going to be Leonardo. But see, she's
y'all figured it out. Y'all got a little sexy old crustache.
Yeah. Did you say crustache?
Yeah, crustache. No.
But, you know, those islanders are very possessive.
They are very possessive, and she's crazy. I believe she's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, that was it. I didn't know they were dating, to be honest with you. I don't know if that's a good match. I don't know if that matches to me, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey.
I mean, see, each of them.
Yeah.
Anywho, so remember Soleil.
He was married to Genuine. Junior Wine, as my son used to say.
Yeah, I didn't help
I'm
him.
I'm Junior Wine,
remember her.
And my other son was Master P.
Wow.
I don't know why.
Well, she decided to make a dramatic life change. She's moved to India.
Mm-hmm. Weren't they still married?
No, I think they're divorced now.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm wrong, sorry. Earlier this year, she traveled to India with her two daughters and took residence inside a yoga commune.
Mm-hmm.
So it showed pictures of her with these, we're going to call them yoga-ists,
because
I don't know if that's a word or not, but I'm going to make it up. Outside of Mumbai, they said her children are scheduled to return home in a few weeks, but she is going to stay there. She loves it so much.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe she's getting some peace. Maybe, because I know it was a whole big thing around their divorce and their relationship, and he was cheating and this and that and another and blah, 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 and the bankruptcy and all this other stuff. But maybe she's getting her some peace.
Yeah, maybe.
So I don't know.
Yeah, so much good for you.
I wonder if I can go to India. I mean, I ain't having none of them issues, but I want to just to get some peace.
I know, I want to go to Dubai.
You got to have some coins to go to Dubai.
No, I'm not going to have a coin, because when I get over there, I'm going to get coined.
Oh, that's right. You're going to
get
coined up.
Married up.
That's true.
I'm going to have me a Dubaian.
A Dubai prince.
Yes.
All right, now. Hey, now that's a plan. I go with you.
And my name is going to be Queen Titi.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Can you see that? That would be so awesome.
I can see you with all these gold jewels on, you know, Dubai, they gold.
Mm-hmm.
Gold jewels on your head, one in the middle of your forehead, all around your face, big old something, big whatever the hell that
you
is.
They drive nothing but with a Maybach.
Oh, they drive the best. Yeah, they drive the best. Whoo. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to put that on my video.
You have to look up the mall in Dubai. Their mall, a friend of mine is overseas, and she went to Dubai and on vacation, and their mall is great.
I'm sure.
Beautiful, but anywho. Next up on our rumor rant, the Brown family reunion show.
Mm.
So apparently Bobby Brown's family is grieving over the circumstances surrounding Bobby Christina, but they are also shooting a reality show. I mean,
now what is the situation with Bobby Christina?
She's still in her. I think they tried to take her out of, bring her out of the coma, but she started having seizures.
Mm.
So,
poor thing.
I think they put her back. Bobby's two sisters, brother, and their kids are shooting the show about their lives, and it will probably have some of the stuff about Bobby Christina in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leola, which is his sister, the one who went on record blaming Ray J for Whitney's death, claiming he fatally fueled her cocaine habit. Tina is the one who did a sit-down interview and claimed she did crack with Whitney.
Hmm.
Tina and Shane are also the ones who fought at a hotel near the hospital recently. And she hit her son Shane with a bottle.
See, this is going to be some in mix.
Some in mix. I was just about to say, I was like the mirror, but it's about to be some in mix.
Jesus. Jesus fixed it.
And last but not least, Birdman says Lil Wayne is gay. He putting all their dirty laundry out there, which I thought that should be one of our show topics. I mean, one of our segment topics, dirty laundry.
Let's do this dirty laundry, dirty laundry.
Is that a song?
Yeah, by Kelly Rowland.
Does it sound like that?
Yes, okay. Doggone it, because you was just trying to shade me.
No, I was.
Yes, you was.
No, I was trying to shade you.
Oh, it sound like that? I got your number.
Who was trying to shade you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Is that a song? Does it sound like that?
Anyway. Anyway, for everybody who thought they might have been gay because of that little kiss they did, you might be right. Birdman was putting Wayne the Carter 5 on hold for reasons unexplained. It says that Lil Wayne confessed that he felt he felt like a prisoner.
Mm-hmm. Is that why he's suing cash money?
Yes, for 51 million dineros. Dollars, because dineros are cheaper. Dollars.
Now, why? Because I'm sure.
Oh, no, dineros is right. Pesos.
Now, why is he suing for that amount of money?
He said he asked the judge to declare him the joint copyright holder of everything released on his cash money imprint.
I have to say, he made them some coins.
Yeah. Birdman admits to the world that Lil Wayne is actually a homosexual and that all the songs he was speaking sexually about women are actually cover-ups for the men he's singing about in order to successfully sell his music. In fact, he said that Lil Wayne is in love with a Canadian singer, a Canadian rapper.
But I thought Lil Wayne and Christina Milian was dating.
Wait.
Okay.
Guess who the Canadian rapper is?
Please don't tell me no Drizzy Drake. I can see Drake look gay. I'm sorry. He, some kind of way he smile, or when they catch pictures of him, he all hugged up just a little bit too much on another dude. No.
Well, I mean, from, what was the show he used to be on?
Degrassi?
Yeah. I can see that from Degrassi.
Can see that from now.
Baby. Birdman says that Drake wasn't the only man that Wayne wanted to be with. He gay as, in quotation marks, it says. He gay as hell. He tried to be with me, Drake, and even that boy Rick Ross.
Not the big teddy bear. But you know what? I don't know.
But he was after Drake more than everybody else, and Drake actually wrote a song doing it wrong for him. Because he didn't want to be with him. Finished. Birdman.
Now, I think that's really low class of Birdman to just put his stuff out there like that, because now y'all having a disagreement, and that's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
When people have a disagreement with each other, just cut your ties and everything. Why do you have to go and put their business out there like that? I mean, don't do that, because don't you know, if somebody wronged you and you turn around and you wrong that person like that, that's still going to come back on you.
Mm-hmm. But Birdman said, well, Birdman also came out of the closet saying that even though he's straight, he used to be bisexual until he realized that the mind plays tricks on people. So Lil Wayne hasn't responded to these accusations yet, and Birdman hasn't said anything else.
Hey, you know what? I used to be so attracted to Birdman. I thought that he was just so, I don't know what it was, the way he talked, even though he got those stupid tattoos all on his face and on his head. But I think it was the way that he was built up. You know, that whole, I like to see a chocolate man with some muscles. And, you know, they have, like, that little ring that, you know, with some diamonds in it,
mm-hmm,
on that pinky finger. Or they have on, like, a little, you know, they look like a boss or whatever.
That little teardrop on the eye.
Oh, it's very, that's sick.
Oh, wow.
Now,
I don't know how to handle it.
I can't bring you around my family because we're upper echelon.
Yeah, we can't.
But,
you can't come around
Look, you can't come around sit there with no tattoo of a tear on your eyes.
You can't bring me around with most of this stuff, because you know we're up a crust.
But she's working on her doctorate program. You was not about to come around sit there like that. No. Do you think he took it too far?
He did.
I think so.
He did.
Yeah.
Because trust and believe, there's a few people I wouldn't mind putting on blast and stuff, you know, but I wouldn't, because why? What are you going to gain from doing that?
Yeah.
Nothing. All you're doing is making yourself look stupid.
Well, I am Nikki.
And she's standing her own
song. Did you call me a bee?
I'm sorry. You just said it with ease, and then go say, did I?
Okay, wait, let me start over. I ain't finding my boo, I ain't finding my. That was just my rumor.
Anyways,
moving on.
Okay.
So, I guess, should we take another song break?
No.
Okay, so we just gonna go right on into the reality rundown. What are we doing?
No, we can do whatever you want to do. It's our show tonight. What are we doing?
That's it. I quit.
Look, who gonna have me roll this blunt up?
Oh, no. I didn't tell you. We had a. Well, I can't really say that. I don't know if that person is, but yeah. When I say Cardinal don't play,
really,
they do not.
They did a hell
play.
Ooh, baby, the hell gonna get y'all every time.
I'm telling you.
And I'm trying to tell people, y'all,
if y'all smoking or you being around people that smoking, stop
it.
These jobs not playing. And see, people think that they can, you know, oh, we pee in the cup, we can go get, what is it, that golden seal and all that other old stuff. Mm-hmm. And no, these jobs are going to the hair testing because it stays, whatever substance you have in your body stays in there for quite some time.
And pull hair from wherever you
have
it.
If you don't have it on your head, guess what? They're going to your armpits. If you don't have it there, they're going to get it from somewhere. Now, if you a hairless cat,
right? I was going to say
then
you have
they
hair.
Will make you
yeah,
do
you
the
have
other
hair
test.
Somewhere.
But if you they're going to pull it. They're going to get it from somewhere. And I try to tell people, you know, all the time, it's real. You think that cuz see once upon a time in my job, they used to think that because it just happened to be coincidental. Everybody whose name came up was the ones that smoked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when my name came up, I didn't smoke, and so I let individuals know, hey, it's real.
Yeah, it's everybody.
It's real.
Yeah.
I don't smoke, but I had to go take a test and whatnot, so I urge you.
I mean, but people don't believe that, and I wouldn't trust it. I wouldn't, even if I smoked. Which I don't, because it would make me extra crazy, more crazy than I am now. I wouldn't trust it because I don't. I mean, what can you do to get that out of your system?
Nothing. I mean, not smoke for a long time, because I think it stays in your system for what, 90?
Yeah, 30 to 90 days.
30 to 90 days.
30 to 90 days. Yeah.
I don't need nothing in my system that long.
Not at all.
Heck, if I'm drinking a glass of wine, I need for it to be out of my system by 6 a.m. the next morning.
I'm ready for sex to be over in about 20 minutes. I'm just saying.
It just got real.
I don't want to be working that long. Sorry. Sorry. It's a bad night for me, y'all. Listen, again. In my defense, I've been at the doctor all day. I'm stressed out.
Okay.
I needed to relieve. This is
you need to look at the secret because I'm trying.
I need to look at the damn secret. I haven't read the book.
No, but if you look at it,
I read the
book. Well, I need you to start exercising some of that positive. Confounded, as my mama in the famous words
energy.
Of my mother.
I have positive energy. I'm not upset. And cursing makes me feel good.
I wish y'all could see her face. She is really serious.
It makes me feel good.
Okay, I'll let you have that one. I'd rather for you to feel good than
Thank
to
you.
Flip out like you did earlier. Because
okay.
I was scared.
Don't be scared. Moving on.
Right to the hill.
Okay.
All right.
And we're back.
to go back and listen to this show.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to do that. So we're going to go into our reality rundown. I said do a song. No, we don't have to do a song. Well, let's do the reality rundown. What do you want to do?
What time is it?
It is, okay. We're going to go to a song break before I have to choke this young lady out right here. Literally. Oh, you going to hear it in a minute. You going to hear it.
First things first, I'm the realest. Realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never
stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in with a bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that. You knew that I'd be the IGGY. Put my name in ball. I've been working. I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy.
Bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing, plainly, so go trigger on a gun like.
Guys are just tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Talk Takeover with your hosts, Tamara S. Adams and
Emmy, Nikki.
We dished on our weekends, the tea topic of the day, discussed the letters from the Shade Tree Chatter, and did things a little differently, but we had our rumor rant.
We have real children.
Mm-hmm. If you would like to chat with us, call 347-945-6025, and don't forget to press 1. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ISTA-network. And again, please visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. And now we're going to go into our reality and non-reality rundown. We're going to run it on down, run it on down, run it on down, run it on down. Run it on down, run it on down. We're gonna run it, run it, run it, run it, run it on down.
Damn. So, anyway.
Okay, so first up.
Did you see what?
Huh?
Did you see what?
The haves and have nots.
I did.
Yeah. Wait a minute, would you call them?
I'm just.
Let me stab you in a minute.
Do that. It'll put me out of my misery.
Put this old bird out of her misery.
The issues, I got issues.
Not
got
issues, but issues.
Issues I got going on. It'll help me out a lot. But anyway, have and have not. Yes, ma'am.
The thing that got me for that particular episode was the fight between Jeffrey and Quincy. Oh, my goodness.
I was like, come on, Jeffrey. Put some muscle in.
But he did. He did.
He really did. He did.
He got with him. Just a little bit, ain't he?
But Quincy ain't no joke, though.
No, he ain't.
He is sexy.
He could tie me up every day. With that darn little toe bogging, you know, off to the side and stuff. I was like, take me, Daddy.
You are absolutely right. He could tie me up any old day.
With that little, that scowl
lips
that he
like
had.
Them little lips. Them little, he got little teeny lips.
And they had a little.
With Keenan.
Yeah, with that little look. Oh,
yeah.
You know what she
is.
Oh,
was it like, no, I don't, but take me now.
Oh, no.
That's too funny. But that moment is crazy.
Oh, girl. How can you do your child like that?
I don't understand.
How can
that.
You, because you don't want your child to be gay, you going to threaten with sending him to jail because, but you know what? I think Jim going to get, because see, Wyatt slipped up. And said something about her having that car.
That car, yep, you are exactly right. She is horrid.
She is.
And she look like a raccoon holding nuts in her mouth.
Chipmunk.
A squirrel, chipmunk.
The way she be holding her face. I be wanting to stick a pin in her jaw for the display.
But she holding nuts or something in her mouth. But anyway.
And she be wearing some cute outfits, but
she
my shoes outfits, be horrible.
Yeah. She has some cute outfits, but, you know, who knew?
Her shoe game don't be on point. But next. Being Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
How about when she walked in and saw her niece having sex in her bed?
But I mean, the niece can have sex because she's older.
She got babies, but not in my bed.
Not in my bed.
And I didn't need to see you flapping around trying to get up.
Like,
oh, I'm sorry, Auntie. I didn't need to see that. That looked like damn Shamu.
Well, flapping around it. No, okay.
And BET was wrong for showing that.
Yes, they
were. I did not need to see that. Cause
and Mary Jane,
you can't
hide your alcohol from nobody.
Yeah.
I don't give a good goddamn if you have kids. Tell them this ain't what you drink.
Exactly.
I ain't hide my stuff from nobody. If you got kids and you bring them over here, they know. Don't touch that. That's Auntie Vicky's special medicine.
Her special brew.
Feet swollen up.
Yes, her special brew, which I had gave to my girl. A little bit. I say it on the air.
No, you do. I mean, it's okay. Because back in the day, that's what you did.
That's what we did. Yeah. I know. I have a couple sisters that gave my kids some. You know how they give the little medicine in the little syringe-looking thing. I have a sister that actually put beer and gave it to my mother.
Say, you know what they say? It keeps, in the country, it keeps the worms away.
Oh.
Beer or
well, my children, I guess they have no kind of worms.
Any kind of liquor, like, it keeps the worms away.
They didn't have to worry about no worms. But anyway, so I had... Well, you know, we went to the bowling alley and stuff like that. So I had a few folks that came over afterwards, and we were playing cards and stuff. Nothing crazy because I had my grandson with me. So we were drinking that Jack Daniels, Tennessee honey whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want no parts of that. Unless you mix it with some Coke. And see, you don't drink Coke, but you've got to mix it with something. Because I tell you, I was drinking it straight. I don't know, because that might be too sweet. But I was mixed. I tried to drink some straight, and I just felt it. I was like, That was just, But anyway, so after I had to, you know, put some Coke in and stuff, I was like, DeMarjay, you want some? He comes, I gave him just a little bit. If you had a seen his face, he's like, spit it out in my head.
Same.
He ain't
want no parts of that. So later on, I asked her, I was like, Maja, you want some more? Some, mm-mm, no, Mimi, no. No,
right.
I don't want
there.
Oh, but it was so cute. But anyway, so Empire, what did you think about Jamal coming out at the white, at his dad's white party?
I love that song. This is the kind of song make a man.
Well, you know the name of the song was You Are Beautiful,
yeah.
And he revised it. It was a song that his dad made.
Right, I was just sitting.
And he took and revised it.
Yeah. No, I was just sitting here thinking, what am I fall out of?
Oh, my God.
About playing that.
But, yeah, he revised the song, and at the end, it's the kind of song that makes a man love a man.
Lucius was furious.
Furious was not the word.
Lucius was,
I think he wanted the floor to open up.
Oh, I was like,
because he was standing there smiling because his son was, you know, he was like, oh, yeah. And then he was like, this is the kind of song to make a man love a man, and his face just totally changed.
Yeah. I mean, contrary to popular belief, I am all for come out, be who you are. Probably. Be who you are. Be who you are. Don't, I mean, I love Jamal.
Yeah, he can sing.
He can sing, and I just like him, and I don't think Lucius, and when Lucius tried to put him in the trash can as a little boy, that really hurt me.
Yeah.
I mean, be who you are, but don't. Yeah. My thing is don't expect other people to conform to who
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, don't expect everybody to accept it, but as a parent, I want you to be able to come to me
right,
and talk to me, because the last thing I want to hear or see
right.
is that you done killed yourself because
right.
you feel like you have nobody to talk to. You're all alone, and you know,
mm-hmm.
in this situation. No,
yes.
you're not alone. I'd rather for anyone. Now, do what I want. My boys to come and say, oh, Mom, I'm gay.
No,
nobody
would.
I'd
rather
that, but I'd rather you be here living how you want
right.
to live versus you know, 6 feet under because you felt like you couldn't tell nobody. Nobody could accept you because
right.
this is me. Hey, it is what it is. You know, you love, you can't help who you love.
You
because if I was in that situation, I would want somebody to still accept me.
Right. You can't help who you love. That's my thing. You can't help who you love. I mean, I know I come off strong sometimes when it comes to those type of issues, but you can't help who you love.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want any of my kids to hold that from me and keep it from me and do something awful for themselves
yeah.
because they
because
feel
they
like I wouldn't
like
accept them. But I'm going to accept them either way.
Yeah.
You know,
if you want to love Benji or whatever,
yeah.
Then, hey, you love Benji. You come around. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So next up, Real Housewives of Atlanta. Cynthia. Cynthia, I felt like, was so messy. Why did she even need to bring up the whole Phaedra and Chocolate situation during dinner at that point? And the way that she brought it up, it was like she just looked stupid to me.
I think she's just trying to really keep her position on the Housewives.
Yeah,
I think she's
missed.
Trying to secure her position for next season.
Oh, really?
I do. Because
that was stupid. The way that she presented it was stupid, and she looked stupid.
She looks stupid, but I think that's what she's trying to do, be messy and secure her position, because
yeah.
that's what they want, somebody that's going to have some kind of controversy and, you know, cause some kind of drama.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they, you know, that's what they're looking for. But she was stupid because she should have never brought that up. But Phaedra was going to get with him, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when she stood up,
Phaedra was about to get with him. Phaedra, and I think Phaedra is really, I think Phaedra hood.
She is.
But Phaedra was like, I will put. Blink, blink.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm beeping it out when all night I was cussing.
Yeah, you've been a cussing.
But no, I think Cynthia was messy for doing that, and I think, you know, what happened, and Kenya, suck it up, Kenya.
Serious, you're sitting there, you want to cry.
Crying
for 2 years I had to wear, you know, this label that I was on for and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Kenya, get over yourself. She just wanted to make that moment
about
her.
I really wish Kenya, I wish they would listen to our radio show. I really do.
They do.
I was going to find a way to get them to listen to our radio show because I would tell Kenya, bye, bitch.
Yeah.
You are so trifling. Mm-hmm. You're trifling, and you're still a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you slept with him or not, you're still a hoe because you letting him pick you up and put you in
put
the
you
pool.
Put y'all falling in the
y'all
pool together
all in
and
the
stuff.
Pool together and stuff. You're still a hoe.
Yeah.
You doing hoes.
Use a hoe.
Yeah.
And last.
Shoe like a hoe, skirt like a hoe, use a hoe.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to use that.
Mm-hmm.
And next up, Love and Hip Hop New York.
Peter,
I really need Peter to get somewhere and sit down. Now, you got mad at this woman because she put you on Front Street to Sarah.
Right.
She let it be known what you was doing. You still, you know, you call yourself packing up and leaving because you thought that she was going. Because see what it is, he's so used to these women just, even though they
catering
saying this and they
him.
Saying
yeah.
that, but they still catering to him.
And
when they left and went to Germany, he ain't know what to
and
do.
That's what she needs to say.
With
her baby
yeah.
girl. That it is.
Yeah, she is.
I'm going to beat her up. I was like, oh, that almost makes me want to have a baby.
Yeah, it does. I was looking at it,
but
and then
she
I had to slap
so
back at your reality.
You, Corey.
Yes. And you could tell I like how she, you know, did a little smile when
yeah,
she saw her
daddy.
But, yeah, she needs to stay over there. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that plane ticket was not cheap.
Yeah, no, I think she needs to stay over there and
let him be. Let him go back and be with Tara, do whatever.
But I think they are divorced now.
Who? Him and Amina?
Him and Amina, yes.
Probably.
I think she's seeing somebody else now.
Probably.
I
and she needs to.
I have to Google it and look it up, but I think she is seeing somebody else now.
Yeah.
But Amina said she was tired. She's sticking with her guns. But she's sticking with her guns, and she's not taking him back. And I don't blame
and
her.
I don't blame
that's
her.
Foolishness. You know,
because you're telling me you in love with two women,
yeah.
but the only reason why, and that would hurt me. I could understand you being, I can't, but I can fathom you being in love with two women, but I don't want to accept the fact that the only reason why you're being with me because she chose not to be with you.
But clearly, and then he asked her, well, in the blogs it said he asked Tara to marry him, and she said yes.
And she's stupid.
And she's a damn fool.
She's stupid. Ain't no way in the world I would marry
her. Fool.
We've been together all these many years, and you married your side chick before you married me?
No.
Mm-mm. And whenever Amina would say, are y'all still sleeping together? And she says, I mean, I can. I can whenever
yeah.
I want to, but you're stupid. Why would you even say that? Which I guess
and
that's just trying to let it be known.
Yeah,
I can, but mm-mm. Don't be stupid.
I felt sorry for Amina, but now I'm like, damn, she's a strong one.
Yeah, she is.
She actually left and was serious about it. She's
yeah.
like, what the hell with you? I'm out. Me mm-hmm. and my baby.
Deuces. And that darn Diamond pushing up on Rich.
Oh, God.
And Rich is just, he is
but I don't,
dirty.
You know what? I don't blame, because Rich is who Rich is. Rich
yeah,
is poor.
He going to stick it where
and like
he said, it wherever he can.
I ain't the one to do this to.
Yeah.
I ain't the one you want to do this to because basically he's saying, I'm going to smash it.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever, you know.
But see, what started it, started because he started flirting with her. Don't come out here with your cleavage all out next time.
I don't think
that she probably would have right. took it, you know, to the next
right.
level had he not.
Had he not said that. But see, right. that's the game.
Yeah.
That's the game. I mean, don't come out here with your cleavage out. What?
Why did you?
Why are you looking at my cleavage?
Exactly.
But
so she made it a point to when she met up with him again, she had on this nice tight old dress and everything.
Had a little leg all rubbed up against. I saw that too. Had a leg all rubbed up against his.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself, would I do that? And I thought, yeah, probably.
But then now you don't want to be labeled as the homie.
No, I mean not
you don't
saying
want to be labeled as
not
the
saying
girl
I would
smash the homie.
No, not saying like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if it was just cancel out the boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if it was me and Rich because Rich is he's not a bad looking.
No,
guy.
He's not.
I'm just saying if it was just me and him in a situation, I'd probably be close. Man, if I didn't know his background, because Rich is
he's a hoe.
I try to make him fall in love though.
Well, he fell in love with Erica Mendel, but I think she was just too much for him.
Speaking of her and Sin,
that was sad.
That was sad because Sin
really loved
her. I thought Sin really loved her, and Erica loved her too.
Yeah,
I think Erica is with Bow Wow as a cover up.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah,
Poe Bow Wow or Shad.
Yeah,
Poe Shad.
You don't know.
Pope, you don't know what he did.
Where's your mama?
Yes.
Where is your mama to tell you what you need to do and what you not need to do? What you don't need to do, what you not need to do.
Okay.
What you don't need to do. But, Shad, find your mama before you marry this girl, please.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's some foolishness.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
But I think
Shad's mama, call into the show one day, please, and tell us what you think about this foolishness.
The mama of Bow Weezy.
Bow Wow, he's cute and all, though.
He is. He really is.
But he deserves a girl that's going to want to be with only him.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think she's that girl. I really
no.
don't. But anywho.
We might need to go to one more. Break. Yeah, and then we're gonna do Buster Windows immediately after that because you know time is a winding down.
What else song y'all want?
Okay, so we're
Let's
gonna play.
It.
I can't never pronounce his name correctly, but it's Ray.
Versus
Summer or whatever.
Elsa.
No, play.
Smurf.
No, that's
Smurf?
Bobby Smurf.
Oh.
No.
But you know, I don't know him.
But No Flex Zone.
No Flex.
Featuring Nicki Minaj.
No Flex Zone. They know better. They know.
Mike Wilmer.
No Flex Zone. No Flex Zone. They know better. They know better. No Flex Zone. No Flex Zone. They know better. They know better.
Wanna go metal.
Go Flex.
And a gold bezel. I treat it so special. Now you hold jelly. Break hoes. Got several.
You bitches make a nigga dick sour. Bitch ball like a mat tip out. Get it wet, then I rub the tip on. Rag and bone jeans like a slip on. Bitch, I've been hot since slip on.
Running this game for 5 years. Guess that's why my feet hurt. When's the when they bite me? Do these bitches' teeth hurt? Yes, I am an icon. That's me on your t-shirt.
Thought you knew better.
Do your fucking research.
You ain't know this is no rip zone. This is you can't beat Nick zone. Madison Square when the Knicks home. I live next door to Brad Pitt's home. I like bad bitches cause they like bad bitches too. I like hood niggas with a bad attitude. They can never reach young Nick magnitude. Even if they had the lunch of two latitude. Listen up, ho, this my territory. You are my son like an episode of Maury. Like an episode of ER. Bitch, I'm hotter than a DR when it come to rap skills. Nobody wants CR. Motherfuckers flexing, motherfuckers acting. Bitches is my sons and they quasi contractions. Ain't pushing out, I'ma get them to the clinic. Co-wit when I read them y'all and them gimmicks.
Black songs, I can hear it in your tone. This nigga keeps staring at my phone. But if you ugly, it's a no sex zone. It's a no sex zone. It's a no flex zone. Black songs, I can hear it in your tone. This nigga keeps staring at my phone. But if you ugly, it's a no sex zone. It's a no sex zone. It's a no flex zone.
No flex zone. No flex zone. They know better. They know better. No flex zone. No flex zone. They know. They know better.
Wanna go metal. And a gold bezel. I treat it so special. Now you hold jelly. Break hoes, got several. They tens of bezel. I'm a trendsetter. I'm a gold getter.
Rolex, oh, Lambo, go. I fly down an asteroid, we on steroids. That's that strong. I ball out, bitch, come catch me. Thirsty ass bitch, don't sweat it. I just wanna fuck your face, fuck your name, I'ma call you Becky. My watch, my ring, you know what I drink. That's right, put it on ice, got fleas a burn in my chain. Pop star chick tryna hide in my range. She don't wanna be in no bitches, we ain't tryna be on no TMZ. She just tryna gobble this dick up, call her phone, she can't pick up. I shoot it in her face, it's a stick up. I walked in, threw a couple bands to my jeweler, tell him go ahead and light my bitch up. Bitch up, get to the bread like a pigeon. Plus I got loud pack all in my system. Trippin' sick bitch, I don't smoke no swishers. And I'm on that ass like bumper stickers. Stick up with the pussy killer. She screams so loud you would think I killed her. So
miss her. 30 minutes later, here come her sister. Pimp shit, nigga, I'm rich, they know. I smoke, they blow. Judy J, I'm about to go and buy a tour bus just for all of my hoes.
Somebody car this week.
This is my thing, okay?
Okay.
Everybody knows my spouse is on a ship.
Okay.
He's gone 6, 8 months, 4 months out of the year,
mm-hmm.
2 months sometimes, just depends.
Okay.
And I'm here by myself with 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Stop calling me for stuff. I'm busy. I have a life. I have 2 children. I'm pretty much I'm a single parent a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But they steady call me, do this, do that, come here, come there, blah, 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 blah.
What's that?
And where the hell are they at when I don't damn feel good like today? I know I sound like I feel good, but I'm hurting all over.
Well, I was at work.
I'm not talking about you. My body hurts.
But you know what? I guess maybe they probably call on you because they know that they can depend on you.
I guess so, but I maybe because I keep on that, oh, happy, happy, joy, joy, and I make jokes about stuff fake. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. But I'm tired. I'm tired, and I don't feel good. My body hurts. I don't want to do shit.
Smoke you some crack.
No, 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 not crack. If anything, I feel weed.
Some heroin.
Heroin. I'm so sick of people always feeling like I should be here, I should be there, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. Where are you when I need you? Where are people when I need them? Nobody don't call over to here and say, hey, Nikki, and not just my pain and stuff that I'm in right now. They know my history.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nikki, you okay? How you doing? What you got going on? You know, you feeling okay? You need anything? I know, you get a little sad sometimes. You okay? I don't hear nobody calling to say that. And it really pisses me off to where I want to bust the corneas out of their eye.
Oh, God.
That's how I feel.
Not the corniest.
Because then I'm the bad guy when I don't do things that people want me to do.
Yeah.
I'm not here. I'm not there. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm not calling. I'm not doing this. I'm not, you know, being where you need me to be at a certain time. I'm not every such and such day, I'm not calling you and say, hey, how you doing? Fish, why you didn't call me?
That's true. I totally understand.
Why you don't call me? You didn't support me. Well, what? You ain't supporting me. I'm sorry. Did I get really upset?
It just got real. I'm sorry.
Again.
I didn't know. But no, it's good. You getting it out. Because that's what the point of this segment is. What made you want to bust the windows out of somebody's car? And that was that.
Well, that was that. And my thing is, I just want to say this last thing. I'm here. I'm home. My husband's gone most of the time. Call me sometimes. Ask me how I'm doing.
Yeah.
Ask me if I need help.
Yeah.
Nikki, you need somebody to come get the kids. You need me to do this. You need me to do that. You need
well,
me
you
to.
You know, you're not going to let your kids too tough go.
Oh, you damn right.
Yeah.
You know I ain't.
So, for most folks, you know, anybody that know you, they not going to. Unless it's somebody that you know and you know your
right.
kid's going to be.
You need
okay.
to ride here. You need to ride there, which I don't, but still.
Yeah.
But when my tire was flat the other day, well, I don't need nobody for that because I figured it out.
I mean, you might trip life.
My thing is, I don't make anybody my first. I don't make anybody my
Nikki, how are you? Do you need anything?
Actually, Tamara, I need a hug.
If you start crying on this show,
I'm gonna cry, I promise.
I'm gonna chop you on your neck.
I swear to goodness, it's hard. It really is hard because we don't. I'm not gonna cry.
Don't do it. Don't you do it.
Okay.
Well, we getting ready to Yeah. So that was our segment of bust the windows out your car.
Bust them right on out.
Yeah, it's getting real. This show,
I don't be what I'm supposed to be.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I don't help when I'm supposed to help. Fuck you.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay.
And
so.
Call me sometimes. See how I'm doing. Come over here and cut the grass. Fix the keys. Clean up for me because I can't because I'm in so much pain. Do that for me. How about that?
I guess I will be cleaning up.
How about you do that for me?
Tomorrow when I come.
No, Tamara, I'm sorry.
You don't have to.
I'm sorry. Okay.
But we would like for you to check out one of our other shows on the Insta,
did you have
Insta Network. No, it's fine. So check out Entertainment Spotlight with Ashley B. Bagley and Kevin J. Stone. And they are live every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will bring you new music, celebrity news, crazy stories, and casting calls in your area. So tune in. You will not be disappointed. In case you tune in late and would like to check our show out in its entirety, you can do so online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Insta-network. Don't forget to visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. And you can email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com. And you can also tweet to us at thetalktakeover. And we are live again every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call 347-945-6025 to speak with us live and in person. And, yeah, don't forget to press 1. And we would like to thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it. We are taking over. Don't believe us.
Just watch.
Doggone.